away from me.
Okay.
大家早上好。
I have no idea what Pastor Biao just said.
我也不知道陈彪刚才说了些什么。
And I hope it's true. And I hope he didn't exaggerate.
希望他不要说得太夸张。
The truth is,
真正的是,
that I'm a follower of Jesus. My life has been changed by Him. The more I follow Him, the more He leads me on this amazing journey. And makes my life count for Him. So the truth is, I'm a sinner saved by grace who trusts in Jesus and can't get over how great He is. That's who I am. And it's a great joy to be with you this morning. It was a great honor to meet Pastor Biao in Cape Town, South Africa. And it was very appropriate. Because we saw the bigness of the global church of Jesus. And we were two small parts of it. With one great head who is Jesus Christ. And we heard lots of encouraging reports about the Chinese church. About its growth. About its partnership in the Great Commission. And about those parts that are still persecuted.
还有那些继续被逼迫的地方。
So always remember them when you gather to worship.
当我们敬拜神的时候，一定要把这些记在我们心中。
I have some friends who are with me this morning.
今天我也有一些朋友在你们当中。
Two of my sons are here.
我的两个儿子也在这。
I'd like them to stand. First, Jonathan Sweeting. Jonathan is a junior at Wheaton College in Illinois.
他现在是二年级的学生。
And then Joshua Sweeting.
Joshua.
And Joshua is a freshman at Colorado Christian University.
他现在是一年级的学生。
And sitting on the other side is my friend Bob Emiot. And Bob is the new vice president of administration at RTS.
所以Barbie是现在的RTS的一个副校长。So
his job is to keep me organized.
是帮助Dr. Sweeting来组织的。If
you have a Bible, please open it to John chapter 1.
我们一起打开约翰福音第一章。And
I'd like to read verses 1 through 13.
我们从第一节一直读到第十三节。I
know our text is verse 6 to 13.
我们讲到的是从第六节到第十三节。But
this is such a great passage, you have to read it together.
我们一起来吧，一起念从第一节到第十三节。In
the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。And
the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道与神同在，道就是神。
He was in the beginning with God.
这道太初与神同在。
All things were made by Him.
万物是借着他造的。
And without Him, nothing was made that was made.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In Him was life.
生命在他里头。
And the life was the light of men.
这生命就是人的光。
And the light shined in the darkness.
光照在黑暗里。
And the darkness could not overcome it.
黑暗却不接受光。
Now here's our text.
这是我们的,
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
He came as a witness to testify concerning the light.
这人来是要做见证，就是为光做见证。
So that through him all men might believe.
叫众人因他可以信。
He himself was not the light.
他不是那光。
He came as a witness to the light.
乃是要为光做见证。
The true light that gives light to all men was coming into the world.
那光是真光，照亮一切身在世上的人。
He was in the world.
他在世界。
And the world was made by him.
世界也是借着他造的。
But the world did not recognize him.
世界却不认识他。
He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But as many as received him,
凡接待他的。
who believed on his name,
就是信他名的人,
to those he gave the right to become the children of God.
他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Children born not of natural descent,
这等人不是从血气生的,
or of human decision,
不是从情欲生的,
or of a husband's will,
也不是从人意生的,
but born of God.
乃是从神生的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, take my lips and let them be,
主啊，求你使用我的嘴唇。
Filled with messages from me.
用你的信息充满我。
In Christ's name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I love beautifully displayed colored lights.
我非常喜欢多彩多姿的灯。
And I know the Chinese people do too.
中国人也是一样。
This is obvious from the fact that the Chinese are the fireworks experts of the world.
中国人就是烟花的这个发明人也是很专通这一行。
They invented fireworks centuries ago.
中国人在世纪前就发明了烟花。
Some say 2000 years ago.
有人说是2000年之前。
They are the largest manufacturer and exporter of fireworks in the world today.
中国是现在世界上最大的烟花出口国和制造国。
They put on dazzling displays at New Year's.
在过新年的时候就放五彩缤纷的烟花。
And for their great festivals.
为了我们的新春佳节。
And who can forget the 2008 Olympics in China?
谁也不会忘记2008年中国北京奥运会所放的烟花。
And the beautiful display of lights that we saw.
那烟花实在是非常的好，五彩缤纷。
But I also love the beautiful lights of Christmas.
但是我也非常的爱在圣诞节时候的这个灯。
Do you?
大家都喜欢。
My daughter, who is 11 years old,
我的女儿现在11岁,
used to ask me, Daddy, are we going to shine our lights this year?
爸爸，我们今天是不是把灯再挂起来?
What she meant was, are we going to get the Christmas lights out?
她说的意思就是说我们是不是把圣诞的彩灯都挂在我们墙上?
And I must admit, I was troubled.
我必须承认我有点不甘心甘情愿。
Because that means a lot of work for Daddy.
因为他实在是很麻烦。
And a lot of time.
也要花很多的时间。
Still, I enjoy the lights of Christmas.
但我还是很喜欢圣诞节的灯。
Last year, Americans spent $9 billion on Christmas decorations.
去年美国人花了90亿美元在这个灯上面。
And most of them were Christmas lights.
基本上都用在这个圣诞节的灯。
Why all these lights?
为什么有这么多灯?
What's their inspiration?
这个灵感是从什么地方来的呢?
I'd like for us to think about the lights of Christmas.
我们先来思考一下关于圣诞节的灯。
Where does this tradition come from?
这个传统是从什么地方、什么时候来的呢?
What inspires it?
是什么促使了这些发生呢?
Was it Thomas Edison and Edward Johnson?
是起于托马斯·爱迪生还是 Edward Johnson 呢?
Johnson used to work for Thomas Edison.
Johnson 是托马斯·爱迪生的一个徒弟。
And in 1882 produced the first string of Christmas lights ever.
1882年他做出来了第一个圣诞节的这种彩灯。
But the Christmas lights did not originate with them.
但是圣诞节的彩灯不是从他而来。
Was it the Yule light tradition of Northern Europe?
还是这种北欧的这种很古老的一种这种灯的文化叫做 Yule light。
Is that where Christmas lights came from?
那是那种文化是圣诞节灯的起源吗?
In winter solstice, they would burn the Yule log.
在那时候北欧很冷的时候，冬天他们就把这种木材点起来。
To shorten the darkness of winter.
来驱懒和希望能够冬天短一点。
No, that's not where the Christmas lights came from. Was it the Christmas traditions of Europe?
这个是起源于欧洲的这种基督徒的传统吗?
You've heard the story of Martin Luther walking through the woods at night.
有一个故事说马丁路德他有一天晚上在穿过树林的时候。
He looked through the pine trees at the stars.
他看了那些松树上的星星。
And he thought this would look nice in my house.
他想这些星星光在这个松树上一定在我的家里面的话就一定非常好看。
And he's credited with creating the Christmas tree.
所以呢大家就把这种圣诞节的这个树呢归功于马丁路德。
But the lights of Christmas did not originate with Luther.
但是这个圣诞节彩灯的传统也不是源于他。
Well, was it the star of Christmas?
是不是源于在这个我们看到在耶稣基督降临的时候那个天上的那颗明星呢?
Do you remember the star that Matthew's Gospel talks about at Jesus' birth?
在马太福音基督降生的时候，我们看到天上，人们都看到天上有一颗明星。
But the Christmas lights didn't even originate with the star of Bethlehem.
这些圣诞的彩灯也不是源于Bethlehem 的那颗明星。
So what was it?
那么到底是从何而来呢？
Where did these lights come from?
我们这些灯到底是源于何处？
What was the original light of Christmas?
我们最初的圣诞节的彩灯是从何而来？
To better understand it, turn to John 1.
我们如果更想认识到，我们把
Look at these verses with me.
约翰福音第一章。
You've been studying this great chapter.
我们大家已经读这个约翰福音已经读了很长时间。
It's one of the greatest Christmas texts in the Bible.
这是在这里面有一个非常美妙的关于圣诞节的故事。
And I want you to notice three things about light in this passage.
在今天的信息里面，我希望大家能够明白关于灯的光的三件事。
First, I want you to notice the source.Of the Christmas light.
我希望大家能够明白光，圣诞节灯光的起源。
The light source of all Christmas lights.
所有关于圣诞节灯光的起源。
Here it is.
这儿就是。
The source of all Christmas light is Christ Himself.
所有圣诞节灯光的起源就是耶稣基督他本身。
He's the light of the world.
他是世界的光。
Without Him, there would be no star, and there would be no Christmas lights.
没有他，也没有星星，当然也就没有圣诞节的灯。
Look at verse 9.
我们一起看第九节。
The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
He's the true light.
他是真光。
He gives light to every man.
他给这个真光给每一个人。
And woman.
男人和女人，所有的人。
Not just to Americans.
不仅仅是美国人。
But to Africans.
非洲人。
And Asians.
亚洲人。
And all the peoples of the earth.
所有地球上的人。
That's the light of Christmas.
这是圣诞节的光。
It used to be that people thought about America and Europe as the place of Christ's light.
以前不久呢，大家都认为西方或者美国和欧洲是基督教的起源地。
But these days, Europe and America are running away from Christ's light.
但现在呢，美国和欧洲慢慢的离基督越来越远。
And the rest of the world is running to Christ's light.
而世界的其他地方呢，反而来就近耶稣基督。
And if trends continue,
如果这样的趋势继续下去的话，
by the middle of the 21st century,
在21世纪中期呢，
there may well be more Christians in China than there are in the United States.
在中国的基督徒人数就会超过美国。
And China may be called the Christian nation of the future.
我们中国有可能成为未来的基督教国家。
Who would ever guess that?
谁会那样看呢？
Now here John is echoing what he said in verse 4.
这里呢约翰在第四节继续的说。
Speaking of the word.
关于这个道，关于。
He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
他说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Do you treasure Christ as your light?
我们真正珍贵耶稣基督作为我们的生命吗？
Do you realize how great he is?
你们知道这是多么的伟大。
He's the eternal Son of God.
他是永恒神的儿子。
He's the agent of creation.
他是世界的起源。
He's the word made flesh.
他是道成肉身。
He's God with us.
他是神与我们同在。
When Christ came into the world, he brought much light with him.
当耶稣基督到世上的时候，他带来了许多的光。
Have you ever thought what history would be like without the light of Christ?
大家有没有想象一下，如果没有耶稣基督，我们的历史会是怎么样？
He brought so many blessings with him.
他带来了这么多的祝福。
Verse 16 says, "From the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another."
第十六节说到，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
He brought the gift of dignity to our world.
他使我们带给世界一种自尊。
He raised the status of women and children.
他使孩子和妇女们有尊严。
He taught the world to care for the poor.
他教导这个世界来善待贫穷人。
Life would be far more brutal without Jesus Christ.
如果没有耶稣基督，我们的生活会非常非常的残酷。
He taught his followers to care for the elderly and the slave.
他耶稣基督教导基督徒来善待老人和那些奴隶。
His life and teaching inspired a vast humanitarian impulse.
他的教导使我们很多的人能够在人文主义上或人道主义上得到长进。
You see it almost every time you walk into a hospital.
当我们每一次通过医院的时候，我们都会看到。
Or you walk past the Salvation Army bell ringer at the grocery store.
或者我们在看到那些沙湾救世军在那里去摇铃的时候。
His life sparked a literacy movement around the world.
他的那个生命和他的话在我们世界上也激发了很多文明的发生。
People who embraced Christ wanted to read His Word.
在接受耶稣基督的人，他们更希望来读他的话语。
So missionaries wrote down people's languages.
所以那些传教士就写下了那些人的话语，把他们翻译。
Created alphabets.
使他们能够阅读。
So that people could read.
他们发明了那些语言。
So many things we take for granted are inspired by Jesus.
我们很多想当然的事情，其实是他们都是源于耶稣基督，从那儿。
Be it the Western healthcare system.
比如说现在美国或西方社会的这种医疗体系。
The birth of Western music.
西方音乐。
The birth of Western science.
西方的这种科学。
Civil liberties.
或者是文化。
Even the free enterprise system.
甚至是这些开放的这种体系。
Recently I heard Dr. Peter Zhao speak.
前面一段时间我听了这个一个博士叫做 Peter Shaw 的这种演讲。
He is a leading Chinese economist in Beijing.
他是在他是在北京的一个经济学家。
The Chinese government recently sent him to the West.
中国政府呢最近把他拆派到西方。
He was to study the free market system.
他们来研究西方的这种自由贸易体系。
And what made it so productive?
为什么这样这个自由贸易体系是这么的有创造力？
Now, he came over as a communist.
他到这个西方社会来呢作为一个共产党员。
And he studied the free market economy.
他就在这边来研究这个自由经济。
He studied the free market with churches and without churches, in cultures with churches and without churches.
所以他在有些国家里面没有基督教会的国家和有基督教会的国家研究这种自由市场的这种经济体系。
And he concluded that the strength of the free market system was the Christian values underneath it.
所以他得出来的结论呢，这些自由经济体系其实是应该建立在基督信仰的根基上。
And in the process, he became a Christian.
在这个研究的过程当中，他就变成了基督徒。
And he said that Christianity was at the key to economic success in Europe and the United States.
他写到基督教的信仰其实是西方经济发展的一个关键。
So he wrote a paper about this.
所以他也写了一个论文。
And went back to China.
当他回到中国以后。
And told the government leaders there.
他告诉领导人。
For their economy to function well,
如果想让中国的经济发展
they needed the morals and values of Jesus Christ.
中国需要从基督而来的伦理体系
and said China will prosper and be a blessing to the world if it embraces the cross.
如果中国能够接受耶稣基督接受十字架的话一定有繁荣而且成为世界的祝福
He said self-interest is not enough to make the free market work.
他说到自我的利益是不能够促使这个自由市场的发展。
Something deeper and stronger is needed.
更深的和更有力的才是所需要的。
Guess what that is?
大家想一想那就是什么?
The light of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的光。
The light source of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督是光的来源。
And John 1 speaks about the power of the light of Christ.
在约翰福音第一章也说到这个光的能力。
It invaded this dark world.
他竟照在黑暗里。
It was so strong that darkness and evil could not overcome it.
在他是这样的强，光是这样的强，在黑暗里面那些黑暗的罪恶却不能够那个。
That his light is victorious.
光完完全全的照亮他们，得到胜利。
Have you thanked the Lord for the light of Christ?
我们有没有谢耶稣，感谢耶稣基督作为光的来源
and the light of Christmas?
我们有没有想到
It all comes from Christ.
圣诞的光完完全全是来自耶稣基督。
He's the source.
它是圣诞灯光的来源。
Don't get caught up in the lights of Christmas and forget the source.
我们不要光顾在看圣诞节的灯而忘记它的来源。
One of the privileges of teaching at RTS is this.
我们在RTS教导的有一个这么一个特权。
We get to teach people about the glorious light of Jesus Christ.
我们可以教导人关于耶稣基督光的荣耀。
And the greatness of the gospel.
和他的福音的美妙。
And the unsearchable riches of Christ.
而且在那里去追求耶稣基督。
Let me show you something else about light in this passage.
我还可以大家分享另外一个关于光的。
We learn not just about the source of light.
我们刚才看到了光的源头。
Which is Christ.
是耶稣基督。
But we learn about a light bearer.
我们也看到光的就是提灯的人。
Look at verse 6 and 7.
在第六节和第七节。
His name is John.
他的名字是约翰。
Now this is John the Baptist.
他是施洗约翰。
Not John the Evangelist.
不是那种使徒约翰。
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
他是从神那里差来的，他的名字叫约翰。
Do you remember John the Baptist?
大家记得不记得施洗约翰？
There were 400 years of prophetic silence.
在400年先知沉寂期以后。
From the end of the Old Testament to the beginning of the New Testament.
在旧约之末和新约之初。
And then came John.
这四百年都没有先知，但是约翰，施洗约翰来了。
And Scripture says he was the greatest of all the prophets.
圣经上说他是先知中最伟大的。
Among those born of women, there has not been one greater than John the Baptist.
凡从女人生的，没有一个人能兴起大过施洗约翰。
Verse 6 says he was sent from God.
第六节说到他是从神那里差来的。
The Greek word is apostolamenos.
他说的这是 Greek or Hebrew?
That's Greek. Yeah.
希腊语。
We get our word apostle from that word.
我们从那个话里面说到这个也从使徒也是从那个词语而来。
John was God's apostle.
施洗约翰是神的使徒。
Sent on a mission.
有一个使命。
To witness to Jesus.
作为耶稣基督的见证。
And to bear his light.
来做他提灯的人。
To be a light bearer.
来提耶稣基督这一盏明灯。
The amazing thing about John is this.
你可能想施洗约翰是这样。
He was very popular.
他非常非常的popular.
But he kept pointing towards Jesus.
他虽然非常的流行非常的有人缘但是他把所有的人都指向耶稣基督。
He didn't have a false sense of self-importance.
他没有说觉得自己很重要。
He didn't whine when Jesus came on the scene.
他没有因为耶稣基督来到世界上而抱怨。
Instead, he said, he must increase and I must decrease.
他指着耶稣就是说他必兴旺我必衰微。
He said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他说看了神的羔羊洗去人使人罪孽的。
Now look at verse 8.
这就是
It says, he himself was not the light.
在第八节说他不是那光。
He came only as a witness to the light.
他来只是要为光做见证。
In that sense, John was a lamp and not the source of light.
在那个方面来讲呢，施洗约翰只不过是一个灯，而不是光。
Because Jesus is the light.
因为耶稣基督是光的来源。
John is like the moon.
施洗约翰就像是月亮一样。
Now on a clear night, the moon can show forth a lot of light.
在一个明朗的夜晚，月亮是可以照亮很多东西。
But it's reflected light, isn't it?
但是这只是反射太阳的光。
John is the moon, not the star.
约翰是月亮不是恒星。
Jesus is the sun star shining on the moon.
耶稣基督是太阳这颗恒星照亮月亮。
John is the light bearer.
施洗约翰就像是一个灯提灯的人一样。
And he came to prepare the way for Jesus.
他来这个世界是为耶稣基督预备道路。
Now in the Old Testament, this is how it worked.
在旧约时候也是这样。
If a king was going on a journey, he sent an advance team ahead of him.
他如果一个国王要到某个地方去的时候，他先要差派一个先锋部队。
And their job was to clear the road.
那些先锋部队呢，就是清理道路。
To make preparations.
来准备这个国王的驾到。
That's the image right here.
这就是我们在这里面所看到的。
John was making preparations.
是约翰为耶稣基督预备道路。
Making the path straight.
是修直主的路。
So that people might come to Christ.
所以呢，大家可以来到耶稣基督面前。
Okay, there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
所以有一个人是从神那里差来的，他的名字叫约翰。
Now, if you read this just as history and stop there, it's not right.
如果你们只是把这个作为历史来读，就停在这儿，这不对的。
Because like John the Baptist, we are called to be faithful witnesses of Christ.
因为使徒约翰被神差派要变成耶稣基督的见证人。
We're called to be light bearers.
我们叫他提灯的人。
So we have Jesus, the source of light.
耶稣基督是光的起源。
The source of the lights of Christmas.
是圣诞灯光的起源。
You have John, the light bearer.
约翰是约翰，就是那种提灯的人。
And we are like John, we are light bearers.
我们跟使徒约翰一样，也是提灯的。
There was a man who was sent from God, whose name was.
那有一个人是从神那里差派的，那人的名字是。
Now insert your name.
把我们的名字放上去。
His name was Biao.
他的名字是陈彪。
His name was Bob.
他的名字是 Bob.
Her name was Mary.
他的名字叫 Mary.
And she came as a witness to testify concerning the light.
他来是要为光做见证。
So that through you all men might believe.
叫众人因他可以信。
You're called to be a light bearer.
我们被呼召出来是为了过光做见证提灯的人。
You're not the source of light.
我们不是光的起源。
But Jesus calls you to reflect his light.
但是耶稣基督让我们来反射他的光。
To be a light of Christmas.
成为圣诞节的光。
So how do we do this?
我们怎么做呢？
Well, let me suggest three things.
我向大家建议三件事。
First, we do this corporately as a church.
第一呢，我们一起互相的帮助，一起来做这件事，作为一个教会。
Every church gives off a certain amount of light to Christ.
每一个教会呢，在社区会像一盏明灯一样。
He calls you to bear his light right here.
耶稣基督让我们在这里为他做见证。
You represent Christ to this community.
我们在这个社区来代表的是耶稣基督。
They watch you.
周围的人都看着我们。
They see if you get along.
看见我们彼此的关系如何。
They look at the way you work.
看着我们如何的去工作。
They watch the way you contribute to the community.
看看我们对社区有多少的贡献。
They watch the way you bless the neighborhood or not.
看看我们是不是在这个社区是祝福呢，还是不是祝福。
They can tell what kind of church you are.
周围的人可以说我们是怎样的教会，可以看出我们是怎样的教会。
What kind of light you bear?
我们带着是如何的光。
Think of it this way.
这样想。
Let me change the metaphor.
那我们改变一下比喻。
Every church gives off an aroma.
每一个教会都有一个馨香气味。
The people in your neighborhood can smell it.
我们周围的人可以闻到这个馨香的气味。
They can tell if there are good things or rotten things going on here.
如果这个气味不好闻的话，他们就觉得这是一个腐烂的气味。
They have picked up your scent.
周围的人可以闻到我们教会所发出来的气味。
But is it the aroma of Christ?
这我们所发出来的是耶稣基督的馨香吗？
Recently, I heard some Americans talking about Koreans.
最近我听见有些美国人谈论朝鲜人。韩国人。
The American said, when these Koreans get into an elevator,
美国人就说当这些朝鲜人到这个电梯里面的时候呢
they smell like garlic.
他闻的就像大蒜。
Kimchi.
Yeah, 因为韩国人都喜欢吃泡菜那里面有很多大蒜。
What the Americans didn't realize is what the Koreans were thinking.
美国人没有想到那个韩国人怎么说美国人的。
Because my Korean friends tell me this.
我的那个韩国朋友这样说。
They say when Americans get into an elevator, they smell like cheese.
当美国人到电梯的时候，他闻起来就像是 cheese， 像奶酪一样臭臭的。
And it's not surprising. We eat a lot of cheese.
那也不是令人吃惊，因为美国人都很喜欢吃奶酪。
I don't know what they say about the Chinese.
我不知道他们怎么说中国人。
And I'm not even going to go there.
我也不想。
But it's true that churches give off an aroma.
但是事实上每一个教会都会发出一种气味。
You bear witness.
我们作为耶稣基督的见证。
Do you bear witness to the light of Christ?
我们做耶稣基督真光的见证吗？
The second way we bear witness is like this.
另外一种途径我们做光的见证是这样。
The world watches the way individual Christians live.
世界看我们每一个人的个人的生活。
They see what kind of fruit comes from their life.
他看我们每个人能结什么样的果子。
They see the qualities of our life.
他看我们生活的质量。
What do they see?
他们会看见什么呢？
Do they see secret Christians?
他们会看见秘密的基督徒吗？
Or do they see Christians and say, I don't want to be like that?
或者他们看，说基督徒，哦，我才不想成为那样的基督徒呢。
Or do they see Christians that draw them to Jesus?
还是他们看到基督徒能够把他们吸引到耶稣基督面前？
Do they see Christians who care for the people around them?
他们可以看到基督徒照顾周围的人吗？
Do they see Christians who have the courage to do the right thing?
他能够看到基督徒有勇气去做正确的事情吗？
Do they see Christians who show hospitality?
他能够看到非常有爱心的基督徒吗？
Do they see Christians who raise their children to respect their parents?
他能够看到基督徒教育孩子来尊敬长辈吗？
Do they see Christian parents who raise their children, their older children, to respect other people's property?
他能够看到基督徒做教育那些年长的孩子来尊重其他人的财产。
Do they see Christian dads who bless their children and take care of their women?
我们看到基督徒的父亲照顾孩子，然后尊重自己的妻子。
Do they see lives characterized by the fruit of the Spirit?
他可以看在我们基督徒身上可以看到圣灵的果子吗？
Let me tell you, when they notice these things,
那我告诉你，如果他们注意到这些事情，
they ask, what is it that you have?
他们就会问，你们有什么？
And they want it.
我们也想要。
You bear the light of Christ.
我们带着耶稣基督的光。
How do you bear it?
我们是如何的去带这样的光？
And thirdly, we bear his light by speaking the gospel.
我们第三点呢，我们作为耶稣基督的光的使者，或者提证人来传福音。
We have to live it, of course.
我们当然要生活，
especially in these times,
特别是像这样的
when the world cares more about how we live than what we say,
世界更多的关心我们如何的去生活，而不是我们如何的去说。
But there comes a time where you have to say it.
但是就会有一个时间，你们必须说出来。
And give reason for the hope that's within you.
你向别人告诉别人你心里盼望的缘由。
Do you bear his light that way?
我们有没有像那样来提耶稣基督这一盏明灯？
You know the gospel well enough to do that?
我们知道福音能够
John came as a witness to testify concerning the light.
施洗约翰作为一个见证来
And so must we.
见证这个光。那我们有这样的知识来见证这个光吗？
We're called to be light bearers.
我们被呼召出来做光的使者。
So we've got the light source in Jesus.
我们知道光源的在耶稣基督。
And we have the light bearers like John.
我们也有光的使者或者提灯人像施洗约翰一样。
Let me show you a final thing.
我告诉大家最后一点。
What I call the light field.
我管它叫光的场。
As we think of the lights of Christmas.
当我们看到圣诞节灯光的时候。
And the light of Christ.
我们看到耶稣基督的光。
It goes out into the world.
耶稣的基督光照亮这个世界。
The term light field is a technical term from science.
这个光场呢，我是从这种科学的。
It describes the travel of light in space as it moves out.
光场就代表着这个光在这个空间旅行。
The light field in John 1 is the world.
在约翰福音第一章，这个光场其实就是世界。
Verse 9 says the true light was coming into the world.
第九章说光照在这个世界。
Verse 10 says, He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world didn't see Him.
第十节也说到，他在这世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Verse 11 goes even further.
十一节继续说。
It says, He came to His own people, but they didn't receive Him.
他来到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
And that's a very sad part of the Christmas story.
这是圣诞节故事非常令人伤心的一部分。
Many people were so preoccupied, they missed Him.
他们被很多的人被其他的事情缠绕住，却
think of the world,
没有想到耶稣基督。
Think of the world as a light field.
把世界看作是一个光的场。
Light travels from Christ out into the world.
光从耶稣基督出来，然后照在这个世界上。
And the people respond differently.
我们各种不同的人有不同的反应。
Verse 5 suggests that some fight against the light.
第五节说有些人就是抵抗这个光。
Verse 10 says, many did not recognize the light.
第十节说到有很多人也不认识这个光。
You think of the Roman leaders and the high priests.
对于那些罗马的领袖还有那些大祭司他们就是这样。
But that's not the whole story here.
但是这也不是完完全全的故事。
Verse 12 reminds us that the light field also includes those who receive the light today.
当然这第十二节说到这个光场也包括那些接受他的人，接受耶稣基督的人。
It presents today as a day of opportunity.
它代表的是今天就是有机会的时候。
And a day of grace.
有着恩典的时候。
So that to all who received him,
对那些接受他的人，
to all who believed on his name,
相信耶稣基督名的人，
he gave and he still gives them the right to become the children of God.
他以前给，现在也同样继续给这些人权柄做神的儿女。
And his light still shines out like that in the world today.
今天耶稣基督的光还是这样的照亮在这个世界上。
Now verse 12 speaks from a human point of view.
第十二节说到从人的角度来看这个问题。
We're not automatically children of God.
我们其实不是生来就是神的儿女。
And we must do something if we want to be.
如果我们想成为神的儿女，我们要做一些事情。
We must receive him personally.
我们必须个人要接受他。
Believe in him.
相信他。
And submit our lives to him.
他成为我们生活的榜样。
That's how sinful human beings become children of God.
这就是我们罪人能够成为神的儿女。
Have you received him?
你们有没有接受耶稣基督呢？
Personally.
个人的。
That's where it starts from a human perspective.
这就是我们从人开始所能做的。
But verse 13 goes on and tells us something else.
但是呢，第十三节又继续的说一些不同的事情。
That even this faith is actually generated in us by the sovereign action of God.
即使这样的信，这一步也是从神而来。
It speaks of children born not of natural descent or human decision.
他说这些不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，
or a husband's will, but of God.
也不是从人意生的。
It describes salvation from God's perspective.
它是从神那里来解释这个救恩。
Without denying the necessity for you to believe in Him,
如果我们完完全全的相信我们在他里面，
it reminds us that the new birth is supernatural.
它告诉我们这个新的生命重生是超乎自然的。
That when we're reborn not by natural descent.
我们重生并不是因为从血气而生。
And that means not by bloods.
我们不是因为我们的血缘。
Or you could put it not by ethnic descent.
或者是因为我们的这种信仰或者是不是种族。
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So being an American is not enough to make you a Christian.
所以作为美国人也不是成为一个基督徒。
You know that.
我们都知道。
But being Chinese is not enough to make you Christian.
成为中国人也不见得能成为基督徒。
You must be born of God.
我们必须从神而生。
And we're reborn not by human achievement.
我们也不是因着仁义或者是我们的自己的作为而。
It comes by God's gracious action in the end.
完完全全是因为神的作为。
By His amazing grace.
是因为他的奇妙恩典我们才能重生。
At RTS, we explore these doctrines of God's grace.
在 RTS, 我教大家这些关于神的恩典的。
We teach them to our students.
我们教导我们学生。
But in the end, these wonderful truths are not just for seminary students.
但是呢，这些奇妙的真理不仅仅是给那些神学生。
They're for all who open God's word and want hope today.
这给一些所有打开神话语的人。
So look at this. John 1:6 to 13 speaks about the light source, a light bearer, and a light field.
约翰福音第一章第六节到第十三节说到光的起源、光的使者和光的场。
Christ is the light source.
神耶稣基督是光的起源。
You are the light bearer.
我们是光的使者。
And this world is the light field.
这个世界是光的场。
And these are the lights of Christmas.
这些就是圣诞节的光。
I wonder if you love Christmas lights like I do.
我不知道大家是不是像我一样喜欢圣诞节的灯。
My daughter's question still comes to me every Christmas.
每一个圣诞节我女儿总是这样问。
Even though she asks it in a more grown-up way.
她虽然说用不同的方式来问。
I still hear her say,
我一直听他问
Daddy, are we going to shine our lights this year?
爸爸，我们今天会不会把圣诞节的灯挂出去？
And I say, of course, we don't have a choice.
我就说，当然我们没有其他的选择。
I tell her, yes, we'll be putting up lights.
我们当然会把灯光挂出去。
But more important, we're going to shine our lights this year for Christ.
更重要的是我们今年要为耶稣基督做光。
We must, because like John, we are called to witness to the true light.
我们就像是施洗约翰一样，成为真光的目击者，真光的证明使者。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word.
我们亲爱的天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
If your spirit is stirring in our hearts today,
如果你的圣灵在我们心中有感动的工作，
help us to receive Christ and believe in Him.
帮助我们来接受耶稣基督，来相信他。
To submit our lives to Christ as Savior and Lord.
把我们的生命交给耶稣基督，我们的救赎主。
And if we know Him, help us to commit ourselves to be His light bearers all year long.
如果我们已经成为基督徒，就求你能够让我们能够成为你光的使者。
Thank you for Christmas.
谢谢你给我们圣诞节。
Thank you for the lights of Christmas.
谢谢你给我们圣诞节的灯。
Thank you for the greatness of Jesus Christ.
谢谢你给我们美妙的耶稣基督。
And it's in His name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And everybody
say, Amen.
Amen.